Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Follow all of us on Instagram. My handle's Clarky Clark, C-L-A-R-K-I-E. Vin is Vin Hassan. Bryn is Brynny Boy, B-R-Y-N-N-Y-B-O-Y. And then Vaughn is Vonda Wizard.
Vonda?
Vonda. Like a chick's name, Vonda. Wizard. I love Wizard. Vonda, Vonda Wizard. And Marcus, what are you?
Mine is SMF Marcus. Hit me.
SMF Marcus.
SMF as in straight male friend.
Yeah, I'm on.
And there's also Nicole the Jesus.
Yeah. Hers is Nicole underscore
the Jesus without an S.
D-E-J-E-S-U.
Yeah.
We just call her the Jesus, though. If you don't, if you can't think of her name, just call her Jesus.
The Jesus.
The Jesus.
Works. Yeah.
And then Brandon doesn't even have social media. We got to get on him.
I like that about him. Young kid.
Good man.
Boycotting. Good for him.
Stand off the grid. Smart.
And Nicole's a good follow, though. She's smart. She's got cute pictures up there, and you can see her drinking on the weekends.
What? All right. I actually just started following her this week, I think. So I haven't. I don't think I've seen any posts from you.
Well, I'm going to Disney on Ice this weekend with my nieces.
Oh, my God. You live the life.
She does live the life.
That is so cute.
What is your handle on Instagram?
Nicole underscore
DeJesus.
DeJesu.
DeJesu.
She
doesn't get the most followers from this point here.
That was fast.
Yeah,
right.
That's me.
We'll each get one, and she's going to get 5,000. Right. All right. Are you ready to do some news there, Marcus?
Let's do it.
All right.
Can I jump into one thing before I do this? Oh, I got to do this.
Yep.
The news is brought to you by Broadway SF Presents The Last Ship, starring Sting, coming to the Golden Gate Theater now through March 22nd. Tickets on sale now at BroadwaySF.com.
I'm seeing that tomorrow. Are you seeing tomorrow night?
I am, yes.
Yeah, I'm going tomorrow to the matinee.
Did he come in?
He's coming in Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Or Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hit you with a couple of quick Survivor questions.
Oh, please do.
Do you really want Boston Rob teamed up with Amber Extinction?
Do I want them teamed up on Extinction?
Yeah.
I don't want him to get voted out. And I don't think he will. I actually think he's going to win the game again.
Rob?
Yeah. That's what I think.
The Godfather.
Yeah. He just knows how to do it. And he makes people, he instills a level of loyalty in people who shouldn't have loyalty to him, in that they want to be in his favor because he seems so powerful.
He's got it, dude.
He has it.
He's got it. Another question. Do the players know there is an Extinction Island before they get voted off?
They do.
Okay.
Yep.
Questions answered. And now to some coronavirus news, everybody.
All right. Round us up. Get us all caught up.
All right. California Governor Gavin Newsom said in a press conference yesterday that at least 8,400 people are being monitored for new coronavirus in the state. The news conference comes a day after the Centers for Disease Control announced what's being called the first American case of unknown origin. That Solano County resident is being treated at UC Davis Medical Center near Sacramento. Now,
they started off at a local hospital, though, and went in. So, I mean, people have been exposed.
Oh, absolutely. Solano County has declared a local emergency after that resident contracted the virus. They're hoping that the declaration will help bolster the county's response to the outbreak with mitigation as the plan of attack. Mm. We know that the cat's out of the bag in terms of having it have spread, said Director Bella Metas.
All
I think
right.
This is the way she says her name. The woman who tested positive lives, as I said, in Solano County, home to the Travis Air Force Base, where dozens of people infected in China or on cruise ships have been treated. California Department of Public Health officials said there was no evidence the woman had any connection to the base. It's interesting, right?
Right.
It just spontaneously popped up in her system.
But that's the thing. It's like there were people who were, you know, thought that they were okay and weren't exposed and were and went out into the world and passed it around. And now it's gotten to this person. I was reading something yesterday where they say some people get the virus and barely show symptoms.
Interesting.
So that.
But that's kind of how, like, all of it is, right?
Right. They're kind of sick. They're out there passing it around.
That's what sucks.
And they just didn't fall under it so heavily. Like, I'm sure there's, you know, what are there, 83,000 diagnosed cases? I'm sure there's
8,400 people being monitored for it.
Well, that's right, but worldwide, I think 83,000 you know, confirmed cases. But that has to be just a fraction of how many people actually are carrying this thing around.
And it seems to be easily transmitted, right?
Right. And it has, what do we hear, up to a week incubation?
Oof, scary.
I know.
Well, and more...
Super scary.
Obviously, the virus is affecting many things, including Facebook, which has canceled its annual F8 software developer conference due to coronavirus concerns. The conference was scheduled to be held on May 5th and 6th at the McHenry Convention Center in downtown San Jose. The news caught the community leaders by surprise. They're saying, I didn't see it coming. We've been planning for Facebook to return to downtown San Jose. They've been holding the convention here for a couple of years. It's been extraordinary. They just transformed the whole convention center, and now it's going to be a real loss not to have them this season.
I heard they're
going to
do it, a lot of it, via, like, FaceTime. That there's actually going to be... There's still going to be a conference of sorts. It just won't be a huge gathering of people.
In a statement, Facebook said, celebrating our global developer community at F8 each year is incredibly important to us at Facebook, but we won't sacrifice the health and safety of our community to do so. Out of concerns around coronavirus, we're canceling the in-person component of F8, but we look forward to connecting with our developer partners through local events, video, and live streamed content.
Mm. You know, it's until they get a handle on this thing. I think large gatherings aren't a great idea.
It's weird, man, because I have not been at all worried about coronavirus at all, up until I started seeing, like, the mayors now.
Honestly, this week is when I really started to go,
could be a thing. This really could be a thing, right?
Right. Well, you know, when things happen far away from you and you don't know anyone who's personally affected, it's easy to go, that's not a thing.
Well, and plus there's almost always these conflicting reports. Yes, it's happening everywhere, but don't be concerned. Everything is okay here, and then everything is not okay here. And people are popping up with it spontaneously, apparently.
Right. not good.
No, it's
the
not.
The spontaneous pop-up, always a scary thing.
West Newton, Pennsylvania. A Pittsburgh area woman is facing children endangerment charges after police say she overdosed just after dropping her child at the babysitter. West Newton police chief told a TV station that Rachel Martin, age 38, was wearing a Cookie Monster costume when she was found in her car. Investigators aren't sure why she was wearing the costume. According to the television station, police said the babysitter contacted them because she was concerned that Martin appeared to be under the influence of drugs.
When she showed up dropping her kid off in a Cookie Monster costume.
Probably a good start to start sweating her.
Do you think she's one of those fetishists? The people who like furries?
Is that what they're called?
They like people dressed up as stuffed animals?
It could be. I was wondering.
Stuffed animal.
Or she just could have been drunk. And then enjoys just dressing up as an animal by herself.
Yeah. Well, maybe those are her PJs.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But I think it had a mask on it too, like the head and everything.
Well...
Police said the 9-year-old, who has autism, was dropped off wearing jeans, a T-shirt, and no shoes or socks, and it was 43 degrees outside.
Oh, boy. She's a terrible mommy.
Yeah, unpleasant woman, apparently. Police reportedly found Martin in an alley behind the babysitter's house.
Oh, so she was like, get out, kid! Mommy's got to fix it up.
She was seated in her vehicle behind the residence, slumped over the steering wheel. She was giving Narcan and taken to a local hospital. Had the emergency service and police not been contacted in time, perhaps the outcome would have been different. Mm. The child was turned over to her grandmother. Martin was released on $10,000 bond. A crazy twist to the story. Authorities were asked by press exactly what was so shocking about this case, and apparently Deputy Barney Fife responded, I thought Cookie Monster was a puppet, so... Mm. That's how that story ends.
The hand up the...
Yeah. Bart is considering...
I love that Barney Fife made the story.
Yeah, it's amazing how he's been around for so long. Well, dedicated law professional.
Yeah.
Bart considers raising parking prices up again.
Yeah, what does it cost to park at a BART station? I don't take BART, so I don't know.
$3 right now.
Does it depend on the lot?
I think
they're all just three bucks. You know, and it's an issue, right? I hear that sometimes people will have to park elsewhere, take a bus to BART, because by the time they get there, there's just no parking spots.
I am so fed up with BART, man.
You use it a lot?
Every single day.
Do you?
BART used to be the best and most reliable public transportation in the Bay Area. It was just perfect. And now it is constantly... backed up, police activity almost every day. Mm. people are getting stabbed and murdered all the time.
Yeah, that's an unpleasant part.
I took video.
Oh boy.
A few weeks ago of a dude downstairs on the platform cooking heroin. Open flame.
With a lighter or what?
Lighter matches the whole thing. Smoke was coming up. It was an open flame. He was cooking heroin.
Just right there.
Right there on the bottom of the escalator. And so, you know, and this is how I know I'm getting old because I'm like, I'm going to go talk to management. And so
I can't be looking at this.
I'm snitching. So I go upstairs to the station agent. I say, listen, man, I don't really want to be a snitch, but there's a guy down there cooking heroin up. The guy says, okay. We'll take care of it. Right downstairs? I said, yeah, right downstairs. I go back downstairs. Bart, of course, in delay. This is a 35, 40-minute delay. No one ever comes. The dude stays down there cooking up his hair on all night long. I actually took video of it.
Did he inject it?
I should show you it. I should show you the video.
I'm depressed. I already see it. I see it in my head. I don't want to see it. It's like going to a play in the city.
Bad,
you know, you're
man.
Walking through any place near the Civic Center. It's just like, oh, God, boy, there it is. Her kids look away. I don't want you to see how to do that.
Yeah. It's gotten to be so bad. Sorry, Bart. I love you. But it's just so bad. I've never seen so many fair jumpers ever on Bart. I mean, every day there are people just hopping the gate and the Bart station agents are just looking.
The agents don't care.
Well, I mean, what can they really do though?
Nothing really.
What can they really do?
No, I mean, you know. And there's nothing but trouble if you step into somebody's way.
Seriously.
You know?
Seriously.
They have cops patrolling sometimes, right? With
sometimes.
Ticketing
people
who
don't
have that.
I mean, honestly, I get to the point sometimes when I'm going, why am I even paying for this service? I should hop this gate, too. And then I remember, oh, I'm 50.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sorry, Bart.
At many BART stations, finding a parking spot during the daily commute is almost an impossible task. Lots fill up as early as 6 a.m., and wait lists for monthly permits are in the thousands at every station. But for some, the cheap price of parking makes it worth it, and most stations exempting West Oakland. All-day parking is just $3. Now BART is considering raising those prices. On February 13th, the BART Board of Directors met to discuss solutions to the high demand for parking spots. They debated demand-based parking, which would raise prices during the weekdays. We are clearly not charging enough to have a big impact on demand. Basically, they're saying they want to lower demand by raising prices.
So people who were maybe scratching to get the $15 a week it was costing them now got to come up with more because they're getting squeezed out. That's
weird logic to me. I mean, I guess it could work.
It favors the rich people.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, I don't care what it costs. I'm just going to pay that.
Yeah, that's what's going to
happen. I don't know. Maybe the rich people are already taking their helicopters. What the hell do I know about rich people?
The Millbrae BART parking lot is huge, but that's going to be gone soon.
What do you mean it's going to be gone?
Because they're putting this huge shopping center there.
Get out of here.
It's ginormous, and the renderings for
they're taking away parking?
Well,
for shopping? Don't they know that no one is shopping anymore?
They still have the... like a garage that goes up a few levels, but then there's this a really big lot that has I don't know how many hundreds of cars, but that's going to be housing, and you know the bottom floors will be commercial.
Oh,
but you know looks
well
pretty,
we do need housing.
Looks like Santana Row is what it looks like.
You know what's kind of crazy though is if they put in a bunch of housing and those are spots that are also going to go away. Like the people who live there and the people who want to shop there are also going to need spots. So the BART people are going to be even more squeezed out.
Right.
There's no fixing anything.
There's no winning.
Every problem creates more problems. The more if you try and solve it, it's like, oh, well, now these people are effed.
Well, and it sucks because BART is always raising prices on something, and then the service just does not improve at all.
Well, like you said, you used to really love it. It was on time. It felt safe. And now it's just, doesn't feel safe anymore.
BART at night is scary, dude. And I don't scare easily. Except on BART at night.
I scare pretty easily.
About 4 in 10 American adults are obese.
I heard this yesterday. 10. Most of us. I mean, well, I guess that's not most of us, but close to most of us.
A lot. And nearly 1 in 10 is severely so. This is from government researchers. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention findings come from a 2017-18 health survey that measures height and weight. More than 5,000 U.S. adults took part. The survey found that the obesity rate was 42% higher than the 40% found in a similar 2015-16 study. The severe obesity rate was more than 9% in the new survey, up from the 8% figure in the previous one. Mm. Those increases aren't considered statistically significant, the survey numbers are small enough that there is a mathematical chance that rates didn't truly rise. But it's clear that adult obesity rates are trending up. And a half century ago, about 1 in 100 adult Americans were severely obese. Now it's 10 times more
common. It's all the processed food and the ease of getting, you know, these ultra-processed corn syrup laden. Just so easy to eat horribly.
Listen, man.
Yes, I'm listening.
If they don't want everybody to be obese, stop making food taste so good.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't know about you guys, but I am definitely what they would call a recreational eater.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever I like, I eat. Not even hungry. I don't often even have like a real reason for eating certain things, just other than it tastes good.
Mm. Yeah, eating is great. Well, it's one of life's great pleasures. But the thing is that we're, you know, it'd be one thing if you made yourself something incredibly delicious with fresh ingredients and then you ate that. But instead, it's like, oh, look, a candy bar.
Yes.
Oh, look, a bag of potato chips.
That's right.
Oh, look, McDonald's.
That's right. Oh, look. All great things, by the way.
I know.
Gummy bears.
So delicious.
Gummy bears. I could skip gummy bears.
Mm.
Just don't care about gummy bears.
Girl Scout cookies right over there, sir.
People love the Girl Scout cookies.
I brought them in because I can't have them at my house.
You know,
what is it with the Girl Scout cookies?
They're delicious.
Why do people love them so much?
Cracking them.
And it seems like it's for a good cause, so you buy them.
Right, you buy them, and then there they are, and of course you're going to eat them because you can't get them all the time, too. That's the thing. Although, can't you now?
Yeah.
Aren't they available year round?
Yeah. Seems like I could just get those.
What about Boy Scout cookies?
They don't have them.
Yeah, they don't have those, do they?
No. Boys' ones are made out of dirt and mud, sticks and stones.
Wait, is there still a Boy Scouts?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. I don't know.
Barely.
Just
hanging
on.
Had some bad press.
Just hanging on.
Yep.
You know, the thing about that study, though, is the BMI, you know?
Yes.
And based on, like, what
percentage
is,
of fat in your body.
What is obese, you know what I mean? Like, just because you're a certain height and you weigh this much. Because I'm definitely way overweight when it comes to that. If I go to the doctor, they're like, hey, you should lose 50 pounds.
Oh, my God. Something. You should lose 50 pounds?
That's probably 30.
They told you that?
What's healthy for your height? Right. Especially if you're lifting weights and you walk around a little heavier and you want muscle, then you're probably way beyond what they consider healthy.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. You know, based on that survey, where
I
don't even want to know. I don't know what my BMI is. I want my clothes to fit and not have to buy new ones. You know.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
It. So that's, you know, I do weigh myself, but I feel like, you know, I feel like I look like a sort of a regular size person.
Yeah.
You know, and
Sarah,
that's,
you're definitely a regular size.
If you
person.
Feel
thank
good,
you.
You know, you. Feel
I don't
you
feel that good.
You don't sing enough songs, Sarah.
Dude, I could always sing more songs. Don't get me started.
Always sing songs. It makes you feel way better.
I love singing so much.
Way better.
Don't get me started. It's Friday.
What you got for us?
I'll never stop.
You got the Friday mix, Bryn? Is that coming at some point?
Oh, if you want it. We haven't done that in forever. Yeah. Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Oh, let's just do
it. Kick
it. Turn that sucker up. This is how we do it. Ah, na, 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 na. I'm going back to Cali. Cali. I don't think so.
For Vinny.
Obey your master. Master. The master of puppets is pulling your strings. Making you do most horrible things. Ah. Ah. Oh, hey. What do you say? Something beautiful's headed your way. Hoes, oh, human, I make it rain.
I make it.
Hoes. Hoes. Oh, don't worry, you said drinks are coming. Nobody can say no.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody can say no. Ebola.
No, coronavirus.
Oh, yeah, we need a coronavirus
song. Gotta get one.
I'm also awesome. Also.
Hey! Yeah. Balla, balla. There it is. Is it cool? If she calls.
Oh, we got the live version.
Moolah, moolah. Coming to ya. Make a girl like her. Wanna do ya, wanna do ya. Oh, rock that.
California.
Let me tell you, man, sometimes I walk in here and I go, you know what? They got a little more soul than I thought.
California knows how to party. We don't. It's in Don illusion.
And then I hear, you know.
And when I finally got sober, felt years older, but it was something to do.
All right, we should just rush through this now.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Thursday. I don't care about you. It's Friday. I'm in love.
Slick, Brent.
That was good. Thanks, Brent. Thanks, Brent. Oh, that was nice. We haven't done that in so long.
Well played, sir.
It's been a minute.
Well played.
I had a lot more songs to play, too, but, you know, we're running out of time here.
Sure.
Exhausting.
We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to talk about Sting saying that all his kids were accidents.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.